I'm Diane Roberts. Turkey said Friday efforts by France, the United States, and Russia to end violence between Azeri and Armenian forces over Nagorno-Karabakh were bound to fail unless they ensured a withdrawal of Armenian forces from the enclave. As the region's deadliest battles for more than 25 years raged, Russia was set to host talks with the Azeri and Armenian foreign ministers Friday, a day after France, Russia, and the United States discussed the conflict in Geneva. Turkey condemns what it calls Armenian occupation of Azeri lands in Nagorno-Karabakh, a breakaway ethnic Armenian-run enclave with Azerbaijan, and vows full solidarity with its ethnic kin in Azerbaijan. U.S. law enforcement officials are bracing for the possibility of massive unrest at the polls on Election Day, November 3rd. They're conducting drills, setting up command centers, and warning the public. The final presidential debate leading up to the election is scheduled to go on as planned. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The chair of the Commission on Presidential Debate says the final debate, scheduled for October 22nd, is slated to go on as scheduled in person. Frank Fahrenkopf spoke on CNN Thursday night, hours after President Donald Trump pulled out of the second debate after the commission announced it would be held virtually because the president tested positive for COVID-19. There was no immediate word from Trump's campaign on whether he'll participate in the October 22nd debate. With Trump opting out of the October 15th date, former Vice President Joe Biden campaign said he'll participate in an ABC News town hall by himself on that day. Mike Gracia, Washington.
If you'd like to know more about these and any of the stories of the day, visit us on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Venezuelans are heading to Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru in